Blog Talk Radio.
Open mic on Inner Sight, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. And welcome, everyone. You want to listen in? Don't know if we'll have the phones or not. Questionable on the phones. But what you can do, we can call you if we have your number. So dial the Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. Leave your number, and I'll retrieve it and call you on the air if that's what you'd like to do. You know, if you'd like to talk on the air.
Thanks.
Or if you just want to listen, you can dial the regular Inner Sight number, 213, the radio number, 213-816-1650. Are you there?
Thanks. Yeah, I am. I've been there since you started talking. That's crazy.
Yeah, all right. Well, you should let me know. You're supposed to meet up here.
I did. I
5 to 8.
3 seconds. Well,
5 to the hour.
I might have to go to the emergency room, so I'm just, you know, waiting on things. I'm going to help you out, and then I'll call. My foot is blue.
Yeah.
I have to go tomorrow morning, maybe. So it's blue. In the meantime, I got to put some stuff on it to keep it clean. It's blue on my foot. You believe it? It's crazy.
What happened?
Obviously, it's blue. It's like a purplish, purplish red, like a purple. I don't want to lose the color.
You got edema or some, you know.
Yeah, bluish edema.
Swelling. You got swelling of the limbs, right?
Yeah, I do, but this one's pretty bad.
You can blame the damn doctors for that.
Yeah.
Their fault.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to go to the emergency room.
They're not telling me that it doesn't look so good and you should wait here in the hospital and get some antibiotics and then go home. They should have said that.
Yeah. You're foolish to keep dealing with these people. I told you to call
Dr.
Berg.
Well, I have no choice. You know?
Yes, you
Dr.
do.
Rosen?
Call Dr. Berg. Get a consultation with him. He'll tell you what to do.
I have a question. Is he a naturopath? Or is
I believe he is.
A DO or...
I don't know. You got to ask him these questions, not me.
You know why I'm asking? I won't be able to get my home care renewed because they only accept it from DO and the MD. So that's my situation.
You're only going to talk to them on the phone.
Oh,
get
a
consultation.
I know that.
See what he says.
Okay.
Tells
can't
you
be
what
without
to do.
Nothing.
You know?
That's the only problem. Unfortunately,
what?
Like you want me to. Unfortunately, like everybody wants me to be without a regular doctor, I can't because I need them for the other services and they have to examine me, which is really a catch-22. They'll be like, why aren't you in this medicine anymore or that medicine anymore? You know, that's kind of a
so have
challenge.
One doctor. How often you got to go to this jackass?
Every 6 months.
All right, so go every 6 months and consult Dr. Berg.
Yeah, I'd like to.
And see what he says. And in the meantime, the 6 months, start doing what they tell you to do.
Yeah, yeah. He started saying, these three
that's
medicines.
That's what I would do.
You do? What is that? Oh, that's Tylenol. Sorry. What is that?
Wait a minute. You got to get rid of that background noise. All right, Inner Sight.
Okay.
Open mic. And, you know, one of the things I've noticed more and more that people that we deal with, that we talk with, who are going to these doctors, to the medical profession. I spoke to another woman today. You know, she's so mixed up with her condition and something with the thyroid and all that, and all these doctors giving her different advice and all that. And in the meantime, she's getting worse.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
It's horrible.
People don't know what they're doing.
And
or they do know what they're doing, and they keep you dangling because they're getting the money.
That's right.
Now, I've said many, many times, and I'm going to say it again. Being sick is hard work.
Yes, it is.
All right? The doctor gets something out of it. They get the damn money.
Anything.
Half that money should go to the ill person.
Right.
You see? That way, at least that way, if the jackass doesn't help you, you've got some money to fall back on to go to somebody else.
In fact, you pour some honey on it and rub it in.
Okay, I will. Okay. No, I know it isn't stupid. My husband said, oh, putting honey, natural honey, on your wound may sound stupid, but I'm just going to say something about this. Put it on the wound if we don't have anything to disinfect it. And he's right about that.
Well, honey is an antibiotic.
Yes, that's what he said. Okay, hon. We'll do.
So you can
put
it
Thank
on
you, I'm going to put it when I get off the phone.
What is that, an open wound you have?
Yeah, I have a little area that's an open wound, very small, like a pencil size oozing pus, yuck.
No.
Oozing yuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I would put some. You don't have any antiseptic to put on it?
Nope. I ran out of antiseptic last week. I had a cut there for a little while, thought it was okay. Came to debride it a little bit. I did the mistake of trying to debride it with my hands. No, 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 don't do that. What?
It got worse.
Yes, I know. I know. I've used it before, hon.
All right, we're on the air. Inner sight, and
that
so...
You guys would be interesting.
So these people who are going to these doctors and getting nowhere.
I know.
I blame the not only the doctor, I blame the government for that too because they're not allowing the money to be used for better care.
That's right.
Or, you know, a holistic care. Care
or
that
combined.
Might work better.
Or combined care. You know, there's not everybody doesn't know everything, but I bet you if you got combined care, I think everybody will start healing people better, you know?
Yeah, but these guys are not doing it. These medical doctors are not doing
it.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
They're very selfish and greedy.
Yeah, they want the money.
They're greedy
they want the
people.
Money. Yep.
You know? They only care about the money. So, In speaking with many disabled people, and we've been getting a lot of calls lately from people who have a very similar problem, who can't get help.
That's right.
And that problem comes down to the money. You know?
Yeah.
They're going to agencies. That are taking in millions and millions of dollars from the government.
Yeah.
All right. Doing paperwork and talking to these people, but not helping them.
Right.
Because of the way these stupid programs are set up. All they're doing is judging these people, for the most part, and saying, oh, no, you can't do this, you can't do this. You don't meet the criteria. I'd like to choke that friggin' word.
Yeah.
Destroy
right?
it.
Criteria?
That's right.
Or that resembles the same word as reasonable. I feel that way.
Oh, I don't know about that, but I'd like to get rid of criteria. Reminds me of a dirty word that cry.
Yeah.
You know, in other words, you're gonna cry.
Something, is not done. Yeah, that's true.
So now you have these, all these, and don't get me wrong, there are some people who are social workers who are good people.
Yeah,
but the way that they have to work, the system that they have. That's what makes it horrible.
Yeah.
And I don't know of one disabled person that I've spoken to that doesn't have hard work, who's trying to be equal and trying to better themselves. You know, we work harder than any one of these damn social workers in these agencies.
Yeah, that's true.
See? Because they have
yeah.
the money
to
get what they need. Now, I'm not saying they don't have problems in life and all that. I'm not talking about that. Sure they do. If they're disabled, they got triple the amount of problems.
Yeah.
But we who have to live it and work it and try to deal with a system that refuses to give us the financial needs, that, my friend, is hard work.
Yes, it is.
A lot harder than some social worker shuffling papers all day to get money.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
So there you have the system. And every person I've spoken to in the last 6 months, the last couple of years, has said the same thing.
I agree.
No.
You know why I say that? Because I experienced it. Meaning, I experienced the neglect, I experienced the abuse, I experienced everything. And now it's just getting a whole lot worse. That's why.
Yeah, this one agency says to this woman that I talked to today, who has multiple illnesses, that, we don't do anything for you. We just tell you what you have to do. You got to do it yourself. Yeah.
Oh,
how the hell are you supposed to do it yourself when the agency has all the damn money to do it?
Well, the worst thing is some people can't even see to do it themselves. So now you're telling me to do it myself, but I can't see. That's crazy.
Sure, if you have the money, you can get what you need.
Exactly. Get somebody who would be helpful and say, oh, I'll do it for you.
So these agencies are using people.
That's right.
They're using us. And let me tell you something. It's not just us, the disabled, that's affected by this. It's everybody now.
Yeah, because they're using
Look at the economy.
Yeah.
Look at all the money that this government wastes. You know? All the money that they send overseas.
Yeah.
All the money they're wasting on these horrible nursing homes. So it's not just us that is suffering because of all this. It's people who are not disabled, too, that are dragged into this situation. Because that's your money, your taxes are being wasted. And how many times have we said it? Tomorrow, if you become disabled, you're going to be right in the same damn system that we're in.
That's right. People don't believe it. But when they do, they actually, you know, are like, oh, I didn't believe it, but now I see it.
Well, sure, You know, because they become disabled.
Right.
They realize it.
My husband's gonna be on a walker soon. The way in which he's walking, and he can't do his job that way right now. He's a lot of physical labor.
Yeah. Well, people got to take better care of themselves.
I won't get disability because, you know, I can still work on the other side in terms of. You know, he said, like, customer service type jobs. I said, that's not a job. You don't have as much ability to work that. That's going to be harder for you.
What did you say? You won't get disability? What are you talking about? You aren't disability,
No, he was saying, Well, it's going to be
harder.
Oh,
he won't.
For him. Yeah. It'll be much harder because he didn't get a lot of the stuff, that, meaning the education that everybody else got. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if he won't get disability. You know, you have to apply for it. It's a whole...
Well, yeah, I know
if
how to do
disabled,
it.
If he's disabled, he can
apply
for it.
I've done so many times to help people. He has to do it in a certain way, too. You know?
Yeah, you got to apply for it. You got to go through the...
Yeah.
The whole system.
You say it in a certain way, do it in a certain way. It's so stupid, if you ask me. How many paperwork you include in there. It's crazy, if you ask me.
Yeah, I mean, all it should take is a note from a doctor who
should
has examined you and determined that you're
disabled. That's what it should be, but it's not that
yep.
way.
Well, they make us do all the work.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing their work.
That's right.
And they're keeping
didn't
the money.
Didn't I tell you when we were, when I was doing my renewal for Social Security, I thought I was doing my renewal for the whole program. I'm like, I'm sitting there. I said, I've been with you guys for like, you know, 6 months, you know, because I was switching over from Suffolk County to Nassau County, which I had done already for a while, and yet in my disability, I called them when I was doing that, and I said to them, I'm in a different county. Are you going to do this? And they said, yeah, we'll get to you. They didn't get to me until like 5 years later. I just sat with all my information on Suffolk County instead of Nassau County because they were just not getting to me. It's crazy. You know, that's another thing on how slow
when
they are.
When did this happen?
Just now. When I found out.
Now.
Like, you know, this is like last year. I call it just now because it's like last year, right in the middle of coronavirus. I said, you know what, I can't bother them because they're right in the middle of coronavirus and they're not answering the phone right now. But that doesn't mean that you can't start doing when things need to be done. You know?
Wait a minute,
so
you're on Social Security. I don't understand what you're talking about.
What I need is my renewal. I need my renewal, otherwise I won't be on Social Security. Otherwise I won't be in a home that's a little more reasonable.
You mean that you're disabled?
Right. I won't have disability. Yep.
Yeah, but did they cut you off?
Soon, if I don't fill out that form. I handed it in, but there's some areas that were missing. So
yeah,
let them send it back to me.
You're still on Social Security, right?
Yeah. So let them send it back to me.
So what's your point? What's the point are you trying to make with this?
The point I'm trying to make is have most of it filled out that they really cannot deny you the Social Security. Okay, try your hardest. Get the numbers and the information that they need for you on the Social Security, how you feel, everything. You know, make it, you know, dial it up. That's what I say about it. Make it like you're the one who's, like, really suffering from this badly. And you are.
You mean disability.
You know,
Social Security you automatically get when you're a certain age.
Yeah, you do.
Disability,
but you don't want that. You want the disability before... You get that, you know, you want that before. I don't know, I'm just saying that it's a little more money, the disability, before you get a certain age, you know?
Yeah, not that much.
Not that much, no. But it's something. It's like $200 more.
The system
yeah.
should be more streamlined and easier to deal with.
Yeah, I
no,
think
no,
they're working
no,
on that.
No
That's
doubt
what
about that.
Working on. Yeah, I know.
And one of the biggest things that they're not working on is making sure that a disabled person can keep their disability for as long as they're disabled without
That's
being
right.
interfered with. They're
right.
not working on that.
No, they're not. I thought I saw something, but I got to look into it on that thing that guy said. So it's part of my paperwork. I got to look through it again.
I haven't heard one word about that stipulation in the law.
Well, don't
all right,
forget.
All right, in the site, let me...
On... Okay, go ahead.
Let me thank some people and we'll get
okay.
to the phones. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number 631-224-3090. And let's see, you need dog food, cat food? Call Gary. Nobody's starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085. And also you can talk to him about veterinarian care for your animal. Nobody
yeah.
starved on Long Island. Check out the, find that on the Facebook too.
Yeah.
Stop that noise.
What's the noise?
Noise on the phone. You got to stop that.
I don't know.
All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East, Akita Rescue. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, 609-388-7004. Adopt an Akita. And we thank her for all her help. Great, great Japanese mountain dog, the Akita. All right, all the beautiful children of the world. Honor them. Cherish them. Take care of them. Watch out for them. Corey Foster, Avante Oquindo, Holly Campbell, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, to mention a few who have passed on. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. All right. Inner Sight, open mic. Tonight, we want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp. Want to thank Kennedy Realty, my buddy over there in Islip, New York. Buy a house, sell a house, or get some good info. Mr. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. That noise is horrible. Put yourself on mute.
Okay.
Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. And let's see, what else we got? Inner Sight Around the World, open mic. I want to thank the Suffolk Bus Corp and all our friends for keeping the show on the air. James Bahamundi is a civil rights lawyer. 516-783-9662. If you need some advice about civil rights, another area that needs to be drastically improved, no enforcement. All right, Inner Sight, open mic, and let's see. See if we can get a phone call, 213-816-1650. If we can get the engineer back on the line here. Are you there? All right.
Maybe.
Oh, there you are. All right. Anybody on the line?
Just Louie.
Who? Oh,
Louie.
Louie, it's Tuesday night.
Yeah, you forgot.
All right. Well, let's get Lou on the line. Louie on the line, Inner Sight.
Hold on. I need to save something. There we go. Oh, here's Louie. Okay, whenever you're ready. You ready?
Hello.
Okay. I don't know why. Oh, here it is. Okay.
Ready? Hey, Louie,
hey,
you
Louie?
There?
This is Louie Rivera.
There he is. Yeah, how you doing?
Hello. Hello, gentlemen. Welcome to the show. and presenting on the radio. We got the open mic with Block Talk Radio on the radio. Hello, Suzanne.
Hi, Louie. How are you?
Yeah. My name is the Whoopi Jack Show. I'm talking to my buddy, Frank Perino, with a hit single, I Gotta Be Me, and Bessame Mucho and all his recordings.
I like Bessame Mucho. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah,
you know, hey, Louie, did you know I met the Wolfman years ago?
You didn't ya?
The crazy nut.
Yeah.
I don't think he's still alive.
He didn't
alive,
like the dog. Yeah.
He did the oldies.
Yeah. He passed
on.
He was definitely afraid of dogs, I can tell you that.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
The wolf man
afraid
was
dogs,
afraid
they
of
can be poor.
Yeah, I remember you telling.
Yeah, so open mic tonight, Lou.
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about? Talk about anything you want.
Hello, I saw Connie and Chrissy Saturday night on Public Access.
I knew you were
going to
talk about that. Go ahead.
Those two ladies are out of sight.
Well, I hope they got some inner sight.
They do, I guess.
They're out
of
sight, you know. They show the white dress, the pink dress, the pullovers.
Oh, my. So everything?
Pullovers?
Yeah. What?
Pullover. What was that, pajamas?
No, probably a dress. And like
they model pajamas in Connie and Chrissy?
Do they model pajamas on the show?
Just a hoodie and leggings.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He knew you too, Frank.
They might get more attention if they model pajamas.
Yeah,
oh,
they might.
Connie and Chrissy, that's a
hey, let Louie talk. You're talking over Lou.
I couldn't hear.
What
don't
you
worry
say,
about Frank. Suzanne got it.
I said no more. I heard him. I said, wait, Louie, okay, go. He heard me.
It's okay, Suzanne. This is Louie Rivera.
Go ahead, Lou. Talk.
Okay. Hey, let me ask you something, Suzanne. I was watching that Saturday night on Public Access on Channel 20, Connie and Chrissy, name of the show, Date Night. And then they were sipping on a drink, and then I'll just show you going out with those men and date and everything, and give them ladies love drops and talk and smoochy and huggy and everything.
Yeah.
Hey, those ladies going wild.
Wow. So what do you want with me? Would you like me to, go on there? I don't go on there. My husband would beat that.
I wish I could go on Connie and Chrissy, but I'm too shy to go in the studio. I'm too shy.
Oh, you want to go in the
studio?
Oh,
you'd be good on that show.
I see.
Yeah, I'll be good. I'm a good guy.
You know what I think? I don't think it's live. I think they're repeats, and they're just sending in repeats like we all are until that studio opens.
Yeah. Hey, Frank, Connie and Chrissy, I've been watching that show for a while, and I put on Channel 20, and Connie and Chrissy are two female ladies on called Date Night. And that was a good show. It was in the ratings, man. And those two beautiful ladies are out of sight. A lot of pretty face and those dresses and everything, and shoes.
You like
all right,
that,
so tell us about Friday night. We're going to have a bash over here Friday night.
Yes, we are.
Also, Frank, I was watching Eddie Fleck.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, you saw Fleck?
Eddie Fleck. Ed Fleck.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
He plays in that band?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I watch that sometimes. Yep.
I have a question. Isn't that like part of his family involved with the like attorney, or am I wrong? Frank.
Eddie's
am I
a lawyer.
The wrong person?
He's a lawyer.
Hey,
yeah,
Lou. That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah.
You're going to get a good song for Friday. We need a good song.
And Barbara Streisand's 80 years old Sunday.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Wow.
And Al Pacino, yesterday, he's 82 years old.
Wow, we better mention those. Thank you, Louis.
Barbara's
going to
be 80, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You believe
she's
that?
She's a year
wow.
older than me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you know any Streisand songs, Lou?
What about this one? Down on the stony end, might get it down to go on the stony end. I'm on the stony end, all love. Lead a feeling, la 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 la. Never mind the forecast, and the sky has lose control. Yep.
There you go.
Is that a Streisand?
About this one. That's an old hit, Colstonian by Bobby Streisand.
I never heard
that
song.
Oh, wow. I think I've heard that song.
First time I ever heard.
About people.
Oh, it is? Wow.
Oh,
people
one, yeah,
knew
yeah,
he need people. Are the luckiest people in the world. With
children.
People
eating
need
other
children. And then, yeah, something like that. Yup. And memories.
Oh, I like that song.
And it's beautiful in my mind. What's a shady call? Remember all the way we were.
You better sing some for Friday so we can, you know, get a good sample.
Yeah, I hope Barbara's not listening to this show.
That's right.
I'll go get Connie and Chrissy.
Yeah.
Oh, my
hey,
goodness.
Lou,
well, we have
Connie
on the spot.
Give us a promo for Friday. Come on.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Rosanna Rosanna. Make sure you put on that Intersight Block Talk Radio from 8 to 9 o'clock. They're called the Follicks. I'm going to have a good time with Connie and Chrissy and Rosanna Dana. And Rosanna Dana. You and I, we got to go to that bathroom with a swab and talk
ooh
to Pat Cooper and Jerry Lewis, okay?
Oh, okay.
Well, often in that restroom. Don't forget to wear your shade glasses or close your eyes if you want to see the ladies, okay? Okay, well, we will be ready for Pat Cooper on Friday, okay? Make sure you turn on that Intersight for Block Talk Radio Fox. We're going to have a good time over there and have a lot of fun with Connie and Chrissy. Okay?
All right.
Thank
open
you very
mind
much.
With Louis Rivera.
Thank you.
And Friday night, 8 o'clock. Don't forget our funnies.
Yeah.
Let's see. Pat Cooper's older than 80. He must be about 86 by now.
Hey, Frank and Suzanne, I won't forget the lipstick.
Oh, okay. You're going to bring
don't
lipstick
forget the
pink?
Lip. What lipstick?
Yeah.
For
the
me.
Pink or red? For us. I'll wear lipstick.
Oh,
I have no problem.
You're
going to
get
that
lipstick for Connie and Chrissy, right?
They got their own lipstick.
Uh-oh. He wants it for you, Frank. I mean.
All right. In a sight.
All right, Lou. Good night.
Thanks,
okay,
Lou.
Okay, I love
you. Thank you. We love you too, Lou. Take care.
Okay, take care.
Okay, take care. All right.
All right, open now mic on Intersight. Anybody out there want to sound off? 213-816-1420. 1650 and let's see, 834 inner sight. Happy birthday to Barbara coming up on Sunday, May 1st. Mm. Huh?
Yeah.
Birthday. Then we got a couple of celebrity, couple of celebrity birthdays in May. Stevie Wonder. My good friend Ira Tucker, he's not a celebrity, but his birthday.
No, he's the other end. Supporting him.
Although he is somewhat of a celebrity, I would
say. Yeah, he is. Yeah, I'd
say so. I don't know who else has a birthday in May who is famous. We'll have a celebrity. So we'll keep that in mind. Anybody out there want to give us the names of any celebrities that celebrate a birthday in May? Give us a call. 213-816-1650 on the Inner Sight Live with the open mic tonight. And, you know, going forward, I spoke to a good friend today, Tracy Garner, who's an author and a good friend of Inner Sight. And the consensus definitely is with the disabled community, and not only us, but people who care about progress and who want to conserve, the consensus is to stop spending all this money on these horrible nursing homes. You know, because it's wasting lives, it's wasting money, it's degrading to people, it's degrading to the relatives. You know, how many relatives are forced to put their loved one in a nursing home thinking that it's the best place for them?
Oh, a lot
of people. And thinking that they're gonna get help, and then months later or a year later, are so devastated when they find out what the place is all about and how horrible it is.
Yeah.
Happens all the time.
Yeah, it does.
It happens in the so-called better nursing homes, too.
Yeah.
Where people are deceived into putting their loved ones in there. Or convinced. Isn't that a horrible job? Convincing somebody to put another human being in a nursing home? That's got to be the one of the worst jobs on this planet. They could never give me enough money. Or if they did give me enough money, I'd take the money and I'd quit. And I'd fight getting rid of the nursing home.
Oh, God, would I?
That's what I would do. But that's got to be one of the most horrible, degrading jobs on this planet, to coerce people into these nursing homes. Yeah. Anybody out there have an experience like that? 213-816-1650. Anybody on the line?
Let me look. Hold on. I was looking for your May birthdays for celebrities.
Okay. Yeah, well, we could find some, a lot of them, I'm sure.
Yeah, we have some. Okay. Nobody online yet, except for, you know, Louis listening.
All right. Inner Sight. Let's go down. Let's see. Tomorrow night is our nursing home show.
Yep.
Our usual Wednesday nursing home program tomorrow night. And Thursday's show, very interesting. I got the idea from, they keep sending me these emails about these ability expos.
Oh, yeah.
You know. So I got to thinking, you go to these things, and you're witnessing all these gadgets and so-called technology and all that, and, you know, most people don't have the money to purchase. You know. Then you got to deal with the agencies, and God knows how long that will take, and if they'll even get one of these devices for you. Then, and this is how I got the idea for the show, having all this technology and all these things that are supposed to help you, and then there's no enforcement to get into the place.
Nope.
That you're trying to go many times. So that's the dilemma. We're gonna talk about that on Thursday. You know, what good is ability if there's no enforcement?
That's true.
Makes sense. You gotta have the enforcement to go along with these things. Otherwise, what good is it? That's Thursday night. Friday night, the fun is. Let's see. Monday night, we call the show Mad or Glad. And, of course, tonight is open mic. So there's the rundown. We're on television on the reruns, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. And believe it or not, people do watch that.
Yeah, they do.
I get stopped.
I like it.
Sometimes.
Yeah. They must really like it.
Telling me that
they
watch
keep watching it. Yeah.
11 o'clock, Wednesday night, Channel 3 on The Spirit. Thursday, we're on Long Island Altice. And 7:30, Thursday night, Channel 20. So check us out. What's all that gobbling in the background?
Trying to warm up my honey because my leg hurts me a lot. Very bad.
Oh. Mm-hmm. You need to stop going to the doctor.
Mm-hmm. It's so purple, it's not funny. You look at my foot, the beginning part of my, all of it, big toe to pinky, is all purple. Purple. Bright purple.
Well, I told you need to stop going to the doctor.
Well, I need some antibiotic. I'm using the oils, yes. I'm sitting here. I don't want to go to the doctor.
Dr.
I don't want another shot. Well, I'm going to call him tomorrow, and I'm going to call the doctors just to get an x-ray. It didn't go down to my bone. Seriously. And I'm not going to the hospital.
You know, now with everything so complicated and all that,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have to check it out.
Unfortunately, you know. Yes.
All these years that they've been feeding you this poison, it's a miracle you're alive.
I'm lucky I could still feel this
poison
is a blessing.
Can take over your body, you know.
Yeah, I know. I know, trust me.
And that's what that is. That's poison in you.
Yes, I know.
It's poison.
That's why I'm not the healthiest person. I bet you there's inflammation throughout my whole body. That's what the doctor said to me. He goes, oh, yeah, you have inflammation all the time. Well, if you're noticing I have inflammation all the time, why aren't you taking care of the inflammation? Maybe I'll get better. I mean, it comes out to be a crazy, crazy.
Because if you get better, he won't make any more money.
That's right. It just keeps going in a circle. It does,
yes,
the whole conversation. Yeah, I know.
All right. Inner Sight. Open mic, 213-816-1650. I heard another story today about a kid, a young person who took the vaccine and got deathly sick.
Oh, my.
And went into a cardiac craziness.
Oh, that's so sad.
And now, because of it, this person, the doctors said that this person has to be on heart medicine.
Yeah, it's been like
for
that
for the rest
for me.
Of their life.
I have two heart medicines added to my regimen, too. And then
I never had it really
that bad.
This person never had this before.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I wonder how many thousands and thousands of people now.
I like that. Mm-hmm.
Are going through this.
I have it for heart failure. I never been in freaking heart failure. That's why I'm very worried about my foot. Because they said that's an indication of heart trouble. Immediately she said it to me that.
Yeah, next thing you know, these idiots are going to want to cut your foot off.
Oh, they're not cutting my foot off unless it's completely dead. I feel it. It's not dead. That's the key I go by.
You never know.
You know, if I still feel it. No, they'll start to want to cut it, and they're not. Oh, that don't look good. That don't look... No, I'm not doing anything with it unless I don't
feel
it. They
like cutting off things because they make bigger money on that.
Yeah, I know. Get on amputation.
What do you get for a foot? What do they get for a foot? That's less than they get. They get more for a yard than they do for a foot, right?
Yes.
What do they get? How much? I wish we had a medical book that tells you. Amputate a foot, $25,000. Amputate the leg, $50,000.
Oh, boy. How much? $10,000? What is it? 50. Oh, boy. I'm getting excited.
You go up higher. Amputate the whole person.
Yeah,
that's $100,000 or more.
Oh, my foot hurts. Don't make me laugh.
That's crazy.
That's not funny.
The whole thing is
insane. My foot really hurt. I can't laugh. That's the problem. If I laugh, it jiggles the
body. Can't laugh. Why
not?
Laugh is good for you.
Yeah, but it hurts the foot a lot. I put it in like six different positions and found only one that's helping me while I was doing the show. You know?
Oh, if it's swollen, put some ice on it. Try to take some of the swelling down.
Yeah, I'm going to have to because it's really inflamed.
Call Dr. Berg.
Yeah, tomorrow. I don't think he's open now. Maybe some doctors know him and call him too.
I don't know. He might be, I don't know what time, what his hours are. But
no, but I think
you can leave a message. Call him and leave a message. They'll call you back.
Yeah, that'd be cool. All right, let me go. My phone's dying, too.
All right, Inner Sight.
I'm sorry.
Around the world, this is open mic, and
I'll put
as
you
I
the
said
next
earlier.
Person. I could. Okay.
Yeah, I hope you don't go to those doctors. They're going to kill you.
I hope not so, either. I don't want to go. There's a big difference. They make you go by what they pay. Seriously. So if my doctor for is less, the organic doctor is less than the others, then I could go to him, believe it or not. And if they believe in him, that's another thing. You know, that's another...
Well, even if you have to go to them, don't listen to them.
Yeah.
Don't take any more of that stuff they're giving you.
Yeah, I know. Believe me, I'm not. But if
it
starts to go up to my heart, then I might have to. Because I won't have any, what do you call, anything else to do it. I have to speak with Berg, you know.
And 849 New York on open mic. And, yeah, you know, there's so many good things out there.
Yeah, there is.
You got to find them. You got to look for them. You got to search them out.
Yep.
You got to be vigilant. You got to be, creative.
Yeah, they don't do that. I'm not saying totally drop your doctor, but what I'm saying is be clever enough to ask the doctor the questions that you found. And if they totally deny you right away, go for a second opinion. Don't even tell them. That's what I say.
No, I wouldn't do that. I'd educate yourself and do it on your own.
That's what I'm saying.
Be better
educate
off.
Educate yourself. Don't tell them anything. Because if you're in this much pain, and it's level 10 almost, and you're ready to scream and holler, it's a lot of pain, you're not going to want to tell anybody what's going on. You just want to go there and make sure that everything's okay. That's all.
All right, I bought a soap that's made out of frankincense and myrrh.
Oh, I like that.
Now, that's the oil that Jesus was wrapped in.
Yep.
You know, anointed with and then wrapped when he was born.
You see?
Now, you got to believe that that oil has power.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and the aroma alone.
It smells delicious. It's pretty.
It's very soothing.
Powerful.
But, you know, that oil is good for so many things. You know, when you wash with it, you're anointing yourself with it.
Yeah, I know.
Put it all over.
Yeah.
So people should be using that. They should be getting it. You know, I don't think I've never heard of a regular medical doctor recommending that.
No. Could you imagine if they did that? Oh my God. I think the sky would
as a help.
Down. No, I think the sky would fall down. They wouldn't know what to do with it. Take it, wash your body with it, and enjoy yourself. That's what it's a beautiful smell. That's what they'd say.
I mean, why did Jesus say so many times when the apostles asked him questions and all that? And he said, anoint thyself with oil.
Yeah.
You know. There's something in the essential oils that are there to help people to not only to cure things but to prevent.
I know what it
protect.
Is actually. You know what
know,
it
the
is?
The oils.
It's medium.
The
chance.
Oils.
Sorry.
Let me finish my thought.
I said
the oils come from the plant.
Yes, they do.
Now, Jesus spoke a lot about the plants. He spoke a lot about the mustard seeds and the fig trees. And
all that. Mm-hmm.
All those plants have oil in them. It stands to reason. And now they found out, somebody told me the other day, that they found out about... They've acknowledged a bunch of people got together, and some of them doctors acknowledged the wild oil of oregano.
Oh, really? Well, that's about
that
time.
That it prevents virus.
About
you
time.
Know? That's an oil.
Yeah.
Comes from a plant.
Yeah.
There's so many oils. Castor oil.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
For thousands of years has been used to help people. Castor oil is a great catalyst for circulation. You put castor oil on and you massage your limbs or whatever area, you'll notice that part of the body will get warm.
Oh, yeah.
Because it increases the circulation of that area. You know, and it brings good blood to the area, nourishes it.
Yeah.
And it's very good for pain and sore muscles too. So all these oils need to be utilized more. You go into a place like a Dr. Nan Lu, and he has an oil that he creates himself.
Yes,
and
he
simply calls it the healing oil.
That's it.
Because that's what it is.
Right.
It heals you.
Yeah.
So all these people that claim to be, medicine people, doctors, medicine, if they aren't using these oils, they're not giving you the full benefit of being healed. Because the oils are essential for life. Even you take fish oil.
Yeah.
Very essential.
Yeah.
And very good for the heart. You eat sardines.
Yeah.
You eat the sardines with the skin and the bones and
all of it. Like my dad.
And the oil.
Yeah.
Very
my
good.
My dad
for
ate
you.
Everything like that. Yeah.
So. That's our little health tip.
Yep.
On the open mic. Essential oils. Massage with them. Inhale them. Some of them you can take internally. Coconut oil.
Right.
Is great for your mouth and tissue in the mouth and gums.
Mm-hmm.
You can even brush your teeth with it.
Right.
So get those oils.
Very much so.
Start using them, and they cleanse your skin, too.
Yeah, I know. When you told me about some of the oils you're brushing your teeth with and putting on your face, I'm like, oh, wow, I didn't know that. And then I wrote it down and said, I'm getting that the next time. I still have a few to get, especially the oil of oregano. I ran out a little bit. I liked it when I mixed it with a lot of water, and it's still the same amount that I'm mixing, but it's just a greater volume of water, and it actually helped me get rid of the strong taste, but it's still the same amount.
Oh, you could put 6 drops in a glass of water.
That's what I did. For every day, right?
Yeah, sip it.
Yep.
And really also, apple cider vinegar is very good. Very good for the stomach. Digestion.
But with the oil of oregano? Will it be...
Well, I take the oil of oregano and I'll take a little bit of food and then take the vinegar afterwards, sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Always take the oil of oregano with some food.
No, you have to.
Help the digestion.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight has been open. Mike, we'll be with you tomorrow night. On the nursing home show, I want to thank all our listeners. Inner Sight means freedom. 631-224-3090. And thank you so much for listening. Inner Sight around the world. Goodbye, world. Thank you. Inner Sight. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody.
Take care.